about service stations, and there was assets spoken about, which I said they are movable. Okay, now let's just deal with certain definition, and I will ask you a few questions before we go to some section. Can you read the second, third definition?
Is it the licensed premises?
Yes.
Means the premises in respect of which a retail license is granted and which premises are described and specified in the retail license.
Okay. Now, physically, if you have tanks, some may be in the ground, some may be off the ground, a premises will always be there, land. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay. It's not disputed that the tanks and pumps are at the premises or land owned by the Ministry of Defense. That is not disputed.
It's not disputed.
Okay. And it's also not disputed that what was sold to NAMCO, it's not the Ministry of Defense land. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I agree with you.
Okay. But you are aware that land is transferred through the office of the Registrar of Deeds, and there must be a title, a document that is called a title deed.
That's correct.
Okay. Then we move down to an operator. Can you just read out? Mr. Murunga testified about an operator. It's very important, Your Worship. Read the definition of an operator.
Means a person who is responsible for the day-to-day activities of a retail outlet or consumer installation where or not the person is located on the relevant premises during business hours, and whether or not the person is the owner of the retail outlet or consumer installation, and in the case of a retail outlet, if such activities are for on profit or loss.
Okay, in respect of those assets, the outlet that were there, the dispensing of petrol products to Ministry of Defense, Enercon was the operator. It had a retail license in respect of those home base stations. Enercon was the for its own profit.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Then, at page 7, Your Worship. The retail license that we spoke about, which obviously you can check at the ministry, which it's common cause, Enercon has, is then stated in the middle. You see the retail license definition there, which are granted under section regulation 5. You see
means that? A license issued in terms of regulation 5.
Yes. And now, can you, then this is then, very important, the fourth line from the bottom. Can you just read it out?
Storage tank means a closed container that is used for the storing of petroleum products.
Okay. That is a movable. This something that is defined here is a movable asset, property.
Yes.
Do you agree with me?
I agree with you.
Okay. It does not get transferred through the Registrar of Deed at the Ministry of Land.
Of course it doesn't.
Okay. So there is no title deed, like in respect of land.
There is no title deed, but your client signed a contract which is referring to a title as well.
No, it referred to a title, not to a title deed. You must listen, sir. You must listen. Go to page 8. You see at the bottom section, this is very important. Number 3. Read number 3, Roman subsection 1 and A. Can you just read it? 3:1A.
3:1A.
Yes.
Operate a retail outlet
No. page 8, regulation 3.1a, starting with no person shall.
No person shall,
yes,
operate a retail outlet or conduct the business of a wholesaler unless authorized to do so under a retail license or a wholesale license.
Okay, let's just end there. You conceded yesterday that the Ministry of Defense, according to that agreement between ENECON and Ministry of Defense, it is ENECON who must have all the required licenses to operate an outlet. It's not the Ministry of Defense.
I didn't concede. That's what was contained in the agreement.
Yes.
That was not me conceding.
You agreed with me that the agreement says
at least
that.
That's the word that you are supposed to use, that I agree.
Oh, no, it's fine. Same thing. So all I'm trying to say, the party that have the statutory right, commercial right, to operate an outlet in accordance with this regulation was not the Ministry of Defense, but ENECO.
You are right, and I don't know why we are going there, because that has not been disputed.
No. Lawyers, we know why I'm there. Just answer questions.
It's already been answered. Can we move on?
Then, page 9. Now, I want to skip that for a moment. Do you agree that in respect of an operator like ENECON, the obligation to have necessary permission for environmental protection purposes, it's again ENECON in this context?
That's right.
Okay, not the ministry.
Yes.
Okay. Then move to page 12 with speed, please. Those under section regulation 7, it provides for conditions of a retail license. You see that? From 7.1a to H. You see that?
I'm there.
I'm saying, do you
I
see
am there.
Oh, okay. Then, move to page 26, yes. Can you read regulation 30, subsection 1B? Yes.
31B. Are you sure it's 31B or 2B?
2B, yes. 2B. Thanks, Mr. Inamba.
If any such change of information relates to...
Then B?
B. In the case of a retail license, to a change in the name of the operator, the records required in terms of regulation 4.2 shall be supplied with regard to the proposed new operator, and the proposed new operator shall complete form PP1 as set out in Annexure B, in as far as it is applicable, together with the application for the amendment.
Okay, why I'm asking this, Mr. Murunga testified that, and he gave example at Husab Mine and other examples, that an operator, when you have installed and invested in assets such as an outlet, if there is another operator coming and you, that operator will not have such right unless there is an agreement with the original operator. You acquire the asset, and obviously you have to get proper licenses to take over the asset. Do you have any comments?
No comment.
So, in other words, what I'm trying to put it to you, this asset, this infrastructure, at all relevant time for the next 10 years that the supply agreement was, the 10-year supply agreement was in force between NAMCO and Enercon, they at all time owned by Enercon.
You mean NAMCO?
Can you just repeat the question?
From the date of the sale of the agreement, sale of asset agreement, the asset that were owned by Enercon, in accordance with the asset agreement, will be owned by NAMCO. According to the agreement.
According to the agreement.
Yes.
That was supposed to be the case.
Yes, it is the case. Let's then move to page 35. Speaking about storage tanks, you see that that is a section we debated about where I made a comment to you that tanks are not immovable assets or properties. Remember?
Yeah.
Now, can you just read out the those two paragraphs at section 46? And in this context, it's very important why I'm asking that question. Just read them out.
This regulation supplies.
Applies.
And that's what I said, applies.
Okay.
With an S.
Okay.
In the case of an above ground storage tank, to a storage tank in a capacity of 2,200 liters or more, and in the case of I think it was supposed to be a below ground, but it's written a case of an below ground storage tank, to a storage tank with a capacity of 4,500 liters or more. Two, every license holder or certificate holder shall, with regards to any replacement or installation of a storage tank or a remaining storage tank to which this regulation applies and which is in the possession of such license holder or certificate holder annually, not later than 28 February, duly complete form PP10 as set out in Annexure B, and shall submit such together with information requested therein to the minister.
Yes. Now, in relation to this matter, did you investigate who have the required certification in relation to those things?
There was no need for us to go to investigate the tanks at the minister, at the Ministry of Defence.
Yes.
As we went to the Ministry of Mines and Energy to try and find out as far as the registration and the licensing, and that we were given.
Okay.
Yes. During the investigations, it was established that yes, Enercon, Erongo, Ecofuel had the necessary registration and certificates.
And including certification for tanks. Eh?
That's right.
And those tanks are the subject of the sale between NAMCO and Enercon.
Must I comment?
Yes.
The Ministry of Defense cancelled the contract of, I mean, the agreement between Enercon and the Ministry last year in 2024.
Yep. That is not what I'm asking.
Yes, and we are talking about the ownership. So, and I'm just trying to ascertain, or rather, I'm trying to provide information that when, for example, the Ministry cancel this contract, the remainder, I mean, Enercon had claimed from the ministry that the remainder of the 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Then that should...
It's entitled according to the agreement.
No. Hmm. If assets is for NAMCOR, then it's NAMCOR which is entitled to claim that money.
No. But didn't NAMCOR cancel the agreement? Mr. Ndeunyeme.
That was before. I mean, I cannot comment on the date, but...
No, 2023.
We can leave it at that.
Why did you go there?
No, because if NAMCOR was the owner of these assets from 2022 until 2023,
yes,
they were entitled to a part of that.
Yeah, but are you their debt collector?
No.
Okay, so leave it. So now, at page 74, same document. Just keep it. Do you know that document in terms of Regulation 46? Just to be fair to you, Regulation 46 is the one that deals with the tanks.
I don't know the document, but this is a document that we have been referring to when we have been reading here from PPT 10.
Okay, yeah, exactly. And that is the annual document that you give to the Ministry of Mines if you are the owner of tanks. You give information. If you look at the bottom, A, can you just read out the information necessary annually from A to G? Just read it out, please.
The name and address of the owner of the storage tank, the type of the storage, the location of the storage tank, unless it is not intended to be in one place for more than 6 months, whereupon the storage tank must be indicated as having multiple temporary unspecified locations, the storage capacity of the storage tank, the type of materials used to manufacture the storage tank, the year manufacture of the storage tank, the year of the storage tank installation, if available.
Very good. Now, let's then end with matters of your objection to bail. And let me just see with my colleague if I left something. Okay, now, let's first start with the allegations of abuse of power in the process. Remember I said that it appears you come to court with dirty hands. Remember I said that.
You may have said it, okay. But not to me.
Okay, are you aware that during the arrest, cell phone device was taken from Lydia Elindi by Inspector Anna?
That's correct.
Do you know why it was taken?
Your Worship, the cell phone devices were taken because when we arrested accused number one, Mr. Velemse, we realized that
number one is Murunga.
Accused number two?
Yes.
We realized that he had made phone calls and it was possible, and therefore we believed that it's possible that information could have exchanged with other suspects. Because as we were there, he started receiving messages, he started receiving phone calls from various individuals who are part of the suspects that we were still looking at that point in time.
Okay, fine. When did you realize that? My client, Lydia Elindi, was arrested on the 8th of July. When did you realize that? Your Worship.
Yes, Your Worship, that was on the 8th.
So that in relation to Mr. Accused number 2.
Yes, that was in respect to accused number 2.
On the 8th?
Yes, on the 8th.
And that has nothing to do with Lydia Elindi?
Yes, Your Worship, we arrested Lydia on the 9th.
Okay, no. Whatever happened on the 8th in relation to the information you have has nothing to do with Lydia Elindi. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Then, so you, when did you decide as a group that Lydia Elindi's phone will be taken and that of the other clients of mine?
Your Worship, we were working through the night looking for other suspects. In fact, Your Worship, by the time we finished that first day, I believe it was late in the night.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm asking, can you answer the question, when did you decide phones must be taken from my clients?
Your Worship, I suppose this was decided upon when we arrested the individuals.
You are saying supposed. You are the investigating officer. You must know, sir.
Your Worship, there was no time to go and look for the search warrant. As I'm saying, from the day that, from the 8th, when we arrested accused number two, we worked through the night.
Yes.
Therefore, Your Worship, there was no time for us now to go and look for the search warrant, to go and search.
Who spoke about the search warrant now?
I'm just trying to put the ground as to why there was no time for us to go and...
But you do not know when the decision was made to take the phones?
Your Worship, as I said, at the point we arrested accused number two.
Okay. Was that the point? You took it instantly when you were arresting accused number two, you say?
That's correct.
You took a general and indiscriminate decision that you will be taking everyone's cell phone.
Our plan, Your Worship, was to arrest everyone on that day if it was possible. But unfortunately, because of the time, we had to proceed through to the next day.
But the warrant of search against my clients, in particular Peter and Marakia, were obtained, signed by the magistrate already on the 3rd of July. Am I wrong? Your Worship, if you can look at the...
You mean the warrant of arrest?
Yes.
That's correct?
It's correct. So a period of 6 days passed after the issuance of the warrant without urgency and speed to arrest.
We did not obtain search warrants for the residents. Remember, we arrested you.
Yes?
We didn't obtain a search warrant for the residents of Mr.
I'm talking about warrant of arrest, if I refer to...
So initially, we were not going to take the cell phones.
Initially?
Yes, we were not going to take... We were not going to seize anything because we were not having the search warrants.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. But upon apprehending accused number two...
Uh-huh. On the 8th?
On the 8th.
Yes.
We realized that there were messages because he had locked himself in the room before we arrested him.
Okay.
So at that point, a lot of information could have been...
Okay. What time did you arrest accused number two on the 8th? A day before my clients were arrested?
I believe that was around 11 or so.
Okay. How? And you were a group. A huge group, it appears.
Not a huge group. Okay. We were a group.
Yes,
but not a huge group.
Did any one of you go and obtain, after you then decided on the 8th, you will have to take cell phone, did anyone go and attend to the application for a warrant of search and to seize my client's phones the next day?
No, Your Worship.
Okay. Then you just decided to go and take the phones without judicial authority?
Not without judicial authority. We believed the phones could have been used to exchange some vital, critical information.
Okay. What is the default position in Namibia in respect of seizing somebody's property? What is the default ordinary position, constitutional position? What is the default requirement?
You must believe the object was or is used in the commission or, you know, to store evidence.
Yes, but in relation to authority, what is the default requirement?
Seize with or without a warrant.
No. Have you ever read Article 13.2 A and B of the Namibian Constitution?
You can just, you know, try to explain what is it that you want me to get at.
It says that all searches must be through in accord on the basis of a judicial authority, unless then there are exceptions. So the default and primary requirement is a judicial authority. Do you know that?
Of course.
Okay. So it appeared to have been your deliberate decision not to obtain a judicial authority.
Your Worship,
you could if you wanted, because you were so many. On the 8th already, you could have obtained a warrant of search.
We were time constrained, and we worked through that night, I believe, until late at night.
Okay. I want to put it to you. You deliberately approach the matter on the basis that you will not go and apply for the search warrant. You will just grab and take those forms. I put it to you, and that is what I am going to argue.
No comment.
Now, the password of Lydia Erindi was, by force, was taken, and also I think accused number 4. What? Why was it taken?
The rationalization for taking the phone was to use them as evidence, so that to have them forensically examined to see if there was an exchange of information between accused number 2 that was arrested with any of the accused.
Oh, so it was to intrude without a warrant in the data and content of the phone.
It was to get evidence from there.
What about her conversation with the husband? What would have happened to them?
What would have happened to them?
Yes.
Your Worship.
What protects them?
Evidence, Your Worship, would have related to... If, for example, Your Worship, there was no communication between him, I mean, between her.
Look,
Mr. Ramanji, the court, before you proceed, the court will take a 15 minutes.
Yes.
Yenchangwe ki mizuzu ye mashumi ya malalu ye selove hile kwa hola ya luna. Ya pili ya vulishumi ngwi kona kuli muzeko kolo ya fa pumulo vakanga pumulo ya mizuzu ni ye ketari zoho. Yen mi vakato zwe la pili kasa mlaho kona kuli Havaka tozo la pili, luka kona kumitiseza ona mzeko, kuli mkone kui kutwela zeza hala, makuta. Min kone kumizusa hamo cholo ni kumi amhela, kaofira ko mulutele rize kuli muzuhile chwani, maariza ziraka chenu kilavune. Yeni, ha? Kona nika pina kakani hapile maikuto. Mavani kona nika utuwa, nisa azivi kuli. Ki kapina ka kazi vahala ahulu. Kuna nifela maswanzo ene nivoni. Mi vatu nivasweli kuno vina ma maswanzo mo. Nivavina ona kapina kao. Kona kuli seni vea maswanzo kwa alike pelaka. Ni kukupa kubava na nikona kuli vakone kuni lumela kona. Mi hangi. Hakusikari yehi wandati seni kafumana. Kika pina kakande maswe, mika pina kao. Kaopela. Kaopela vuchwala wa malozi wa 7 days. Anzivi kapa mkono kautu animina. Kono hawa mkautu ile nivona kuli malumela na nina. Hani vulela kuli. Kika pina kakamu nati shangwe. En. Kona kuli mwaka pina mova lokandati. Vuchwala mova tatehelwa. Mama zazi ao asupire kuona kuli kikukala la muvulo, la vuveri, la vulalu, la vune, la vutanu, la savata, maneti haisi la sunda, siyongiri hasikala chwalo. Ni kuona kuli la sunda, siyongiri chwale sakala, kika pina kakande maswe. Kwa mwenye na kanani vurela kulikutikari langa maswe kwa Mwanyi FM. Vangakari zanga maswe. Yeni. Kono kivu ndeku tuwa tupina totswana inge tuwa nishangwe. Awa kitupina totu munati kwa pilu. Hotu tereza wahupula fela kuli. Ni mulozi. Ni vurela silozi. Mikama nitiluri. Vobu chwala ki chwala waluna. Vobu chwala wa 7 days. Mbu chwala vobu tatehi wa mama zazi asupire. 7 days maaskuwa. Eni, vona wakanti mkai. Eke munili zezeela munilu meze ni utwile kare kuli muzu hachwa ni mazu hami na ko. Nimi na vobu pita. Na ziva kuli mazazi ya. Muzeko kona o matanga fa programu ya luna kona kuli haluika mbotingi halutoningi hamoho eni mi ni vatakutua kuli muzo hachwani mwa mazazia Elsa mboringi mazazia Elsa toningi hamoho munirizeze lutwe eni nutule kale kumina. Wamasule ni mina. Mukone kunirizeza. Lutwe kuli muzu hachwa ni ko. Yensha. Mamule ni nkwa vatamina. Ha? Hanzivi kuli ko kwa hae. Mayemu aliharimu anzi chwa ni ko. No mamule ni nkwa vatire. Kuvatire ndati. Nikomoka kuli vava ngwe vavulela kuli kuti kacheno kuti kunzibutuka alvapsa kwa mayemo amavani konona na hana akengisa kuli mavani kuna ne kuna ni butuka mavani kunzibutuka kuna kacheno kwa vata kacheno selami na siutwa luri luri eni kona kuli mamle ne nkuvatire ak mamle ne ngifela. Nivakengi sakuli, nivuzi wavangwi, kuna ni vavangwi venzi vavava pila mocho warongo. Nivavuzi kuli, chwale ko mayemo anzi chwani, mayemo aliharimu anzi chwani. Mivani vilezi kuli kwa mnukua na kwa avata. Kumana hala kuli kisi lami, sesweli kufuka na hakaofela. Mani hakina hakaofela. Kikwa south. Fafa hali foku vizu wako liki central. Nika kaya kwani. Kikwa west. Anisa hupola hande. Eni, kono kuna ni mwali vaka mo kuna ni silami. Mavani kakusasani, hapi kachenu handisikari kakutali makuwa malundu kuli nivone. Wakengisa kuli mavani kakusasani hane nita kwa msevezi. Hotali mafahali mu amalundu. Fafere na malundu. Nekuna ni likaze neswa na inge malu. Kwa wana fone nishungulezi kuli ha kubatire. Secho aleki silami. Silami sakweli ye. Kwa wana wana nasipaka. Anivulele langa vatu. Kubwana hala kuli vatu bali valanga kuli kweli ye niyo na ina nisilami sisi maswe ahululuri. Kahuli nana na silami sakweli ye nasipaka. Nasi hupulanga. Kweli ya muyana inani silami sisi maswe ahulu vakengisa kuli. Sona staha ni moya. Kona vu maswe wa sona. Akisilami fela, akisilami sisi staha. Kabu tunaluli, mistaha ni moya. Kona vu tata. Na upala kuna nina koemi, hane ni vudedela. Yomu musizani yenza mayanganiye na fukumi. Hanta kwa msevezi kuli. Wena, silamisa wa gast senu utuangana. Silamisa kweli ya muyana. Senu utuangana. Mane masu utuangani mina. navulira kuri silamisa kweri yamu yana a hasisavisa hulu akuvate hulu inge likweri zezengwe me ha mane lopira mamlenenge oswana luli luli vakengisa kuri nanu twanga kuri silami samuyana savata luli hamusi vapisa kwali kweri ze za silami kweri zavo sikulu kweri zavo mbwana silami samuyana hasikona hali hasikona hali niti fela nimivulele lavu niti kona kuli malova seni mukatana seni mubuza kuli wahupula silami sene nikukandekela silamisa kweli wasihupula savulela kuli kiniti kiniti yonovulela wena kuli silami sa kweliye hasikona hali kwavataluli me nene kuvulelela novulela kuli silami sa muyana hasisavisi hakuna hande silami silami sivanga makweli ya sikulu silami sivanga makweli ya mbwana kwavata makweliye kona kuli vatele zivaka mukai ni vata kuli muni zuse nutwe kuli muzoha chwani mwa silamise koko mluterelize kuli mina mupira chwani naziva kuli vona vamwende vaichane hirefa kambalala vakengisa kuli vona valumela na masweni kuichane hafa kambalala kona hai vamuterelize seri kale mukone kuni swala lwitumelise nutwe mazoho amina ki mazazi kikale yeni nombolo lwaiziva kaofela alona haki nombolo yencha kiyona nombolo yemunani nikale nikale kona kuli muniswale lukone kuitumelisa kikale shangwe ki mazazi kere kufita mizuzu yeli shumi, misa lukava la kuliki mizuzu ye tano. Yesesi alezi kuli mzeko ukone kukutela famoya, kapa ukone kuzula pili ni mzeko. Mi mwa mizuzu ye tano, nika talima makande ama velia nivoni. Ama skiriti sa hesu. Kuli lukone kutoa kuli kuyeza hala nkwa skriti sa luna kwani. Luka potela misika, miul katozula pili kasa mlaho, muske maya kwa hule, ni mawalesa amina shangwe.
Express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yenshangwe, milwa zwela pili. Kona kuli likande la pili le nswelifa. Ki likande la kozi ya famu kwa. Kona kuli kunani mshimani wa lirimo mwanana ki mwanana munswalele. Kuna ni mwana na wali mo ze serezi, 6 years. Ya konle kuchaiso waki motkala. Kwa wa ngoma wa B8. Mwaz vaka sa mission kapa makaravan east. Mwa atolopo ya katima mriro mavani msihari. Mi na konle kutimelela kapa na konle kushwela ona 4. Fanacha eserizwe ki motkala. Eva vahulu mwaritava za zamaino mwaspokola kwa skriti sa Zambezi vo chief inspector Kiskostali. Vavulera kuli mwanana nalika kutula mkwakwa hacha isiwa ki motkala ye. Mi kukonle kukwala mzeko wa kuvata kuvulaya. O ngolisizwe kwa station sa mapokola. Mi stopo sa manana nesikonle kuisiwa kwa spatela sa katima mrilo. Kwa kukayo yezwa ripatiso za kukona. Kufumana kuli uvulairwe. Sestisize lifula hae kisikamani luri. Mi msali ya na kwaeza ona motkala ye, wazi vahala. Mi haskata mi wakale. Valva silwa manana vakonle kuziviswa. Mi mapokola maskriti vazwe la pili nilipatiso kwa maona kozi ya famu kwa ye. Kona kuli mama kande amangwe, nisepa kuli kafel na unanizivo ya kuli kwa skriti sahesu kukonde kala mukiti oso vanga tengi sirimo o vizwa Zambezi Brim Festival, ZBF. Mi vomu vusisi wa skriti sa Zambezi vo Dorothy Kavula. Vavulera kuli kunani vutokwa vwaputako, vutokwa hala kukona kutusa lipisinisi ze zavasari. Kapa lipisinisi ze za maiswa ki vasari. Mi vavulera kuli kutusa ona lipisinisi ze zavasari. Kutisa kufaricho ma mandu kapa marivaka. Mi voka vula wakonle kukupa tuso ya kuvona kuri lipisnisi za vasari kapa lipisnisi ze matswa ki vasari zikone kufumana lituso. Mi kupoye kikupo yeneva yofa kwa kukwalula kwa mukiti o wa Zambezi Brim Festival and Cultural Expo mavani lavulalu. Mi ona expo ye, kapa ona mukiti wa sirimose, ukakona kutaviwa ni kuhupulwa ka manzwi a empowering local economies through business collaboration. Mi kuyaka manzi wavona ne vavulera kuli lukone kuseveza ni kuswalisana ni vasari. Vava vaseveza kakuva vona mikokoto ya rivaka ni lipisnisi zenyani. Lukone kuungari kezo za kuvona kuli luasusweza vavancha. Kukona kutavela sizo hamo cholo. Ni kukala vuma panga panga. Luhula. Halufa susuwezo kuvani vava pangarika. Kwava limi. Kwava tatehi hamo cholo ni vavini. Kona kuli lukone kuvona kuli luasevelisa ona mikuwa Yesu ana ingeye. Kukona kuhulisa ni kuekeza sifumu mwanaha. Suhulu lipisnisi zei nyani. Aone limanzui avo kavula. Mikona kulivo kavula. Vakonle kususweza vavancha. Ulivakone kusevelisa ona mukitio kukona kutelwa kimi kwa yemincha ya kukala ni kukona kuitenga nivona maritava zeko na kuzwiseza pilivu pilo wavona. Mi mana kwa Yesu ana vakonde kususweza varipisi nisize inyani. Nize inyani, nize tunanyana kulivakone kuseverisa mikiti Yesu ana ingeye kukona kuhula uziba vavangwi ni kukona kuzwisa za piriri business zavona. Mi voka vula vakonde kutarima fata vayengwi. Mikita va ya tapi yalona yezi vahala kaza mbezi brimfish. Kuli ona tapi ye ki ona tapi. Ye hulisa ahulu ni kutsavupiro kwa sifumu sa skiriti salona. Hamocho alo. Nilicho maskiriti salona. Mi vavulezi kuli ona tapie hakitapi fela ye ya fami keke yaluna kulikisicho. Vatili. Kitapi yesu peza mkowa waluna ninuka ya zambezi. Molu zwisa za pili kuhula kwa sifumu saskiriti salona. Hamocho alo ni mosi matela sizo salona mamari aluna. Hao na ilima nzwi avo kavula. Vavari vo mvusisi wa skiriti sa zambezi. Yeni. Kona kuli mkiti wo. Uko nle kwa ulasi mvuso mavani. Mi kuvani vava kayova kwa tengi ni sepa kuli mukawe kola ndati. Kacheno hane nivulela nimulika naka ulikile kuni lizeza mi neni siyofu kaufi ni muhala waka nisika mahalava. Kona kuli hanto le muhakuli nani lizeza. Seli kunga muhala waka ni kumulizeza mi sani vulelela kuli hona kulumela zeni vata ukuvulelela. Sele mufuza kuli no vata kuli vulelela. Kona kuli sani vulelela kuli haa. Nenu vata ukuvulelela kuli nitavezi maase kucha brimfish. How? Musari tuwe. Eni kona kuli nani vulelela kuli nitavezi kucha brimfish. Nika aloho kakatate hiriwe hande. Nika hove fatuko. Mem ampu. Fa. Kuti eni. Mem. Kutata fezi kanti. Yeni. Kona kuli bina baba inzi kwa brim fishko. Mwane kuli macha luli brim. Macha kulamba. Mi maikola. Kensa kuli luna baba mwi. Ki. Kiku miza fela mati yawe. Yeni. Kiku miza fela mati. Kuli kambe. Ni nana kona kuya kwa mukiti wo. Kuli nikone kwe kola litapi. Awa ne kukava maswe hande. Konofa. Lunzi mamle nengi. Kikwa hule. Mululu mele. Kumina baba inzi kwa mukiti wo. Nivona kuli mwakona kululu mela. Mulune pele shangwe. Kwa litapi ze mkasi yako. Yeni, kikale nda tifoni chezi tapi kikale. Hane ninsi kwa hae. Kilili hane ninsi kwa hae. Nentile kwa hae makweli ya... Kweli ya kandao. Yeni. Kweli ya kandao. Nentile kwa hae. Kona kuli nizo cha tapi. Ni mloho. Nina ma nivuhove famsika. Kona kuli awa. Nekuna ni muna tiruri. Aa, nisikena apuma. Nizocha tapi kwa kwa neni hile hape. Neni hile kwa... Neninzi kwa tolopo ye vizwa rundu. Yefumane hama skiriti sa Kavango East. mwakweli efelile ye ni mwakweli asikulu kona kuri sapiri seni zoe za hani ofita mateni zovata kova leksa tapi kone ni kona kucha tapi ni mundambi ni vuhove ni zofumana ni zocha tapi ni zocha mundambi ni zocha ni vuhove yen na hake nerika tapi nyana fela shwana inge gili zoho fafuli kumali zoho laka kono nekana ni munatili uli vake nsakuli seri mazazi luri foseni chezi katapi mi awa nelivu ndeluri kukona kucha katapi kani kono mamule nengimo kuna nikova leksanga ona tutapito ni haike tutapito vungata wavatu havalati kuna tuchanga ki tutapito valeksa mama totu zo mama damu vungata wavatu wavulelanga kuri tuashutana kuti motu utuharira haluzivi kono nani vonanga kuri tapi tapi fera yeni na vona kuri mzeko au na kiwo kile vayokuta kona kuri senekave ni sirisize mihala kuri lukone kutereza.
May I proceed?
You can proceed.
Mr. Inambao, let me remind you, this matter I'm dealing with is not a small issue. It's not only an issue relating to lawfulness, but it's also a sensitive matter. I just want to let you know. Now, do you agree with me that taking someone's password to a phone to have access, uncontrolled and unrestricted access, is actually taking a key to a strong room where there may be sensitive documents, lawyers' documents, doctors' documents, anything, email correspondences and so forth, and trade secrets?
Your worship, once a piece of evidence is seized, chain of custody must be maintained and you know, kept in a safe and secure place where there's controlled access only until it is examined. Sometimes during, you know, the investigations, we do request for access so that when we forensically, you know, subject the devices to the forensic, we don't have to use brute force if the phone is unlocked.
No, look, I don't know, you don't get it. You don't get it. The question is, when you take someone's password, you have unrestricted access to the content and data on the phone.
Yes.
Because there is no court order guiding you what you should not search for and what you should search for. Do you agree with me? If you take somebody's password to get access, there is nothing controlling you as to what you should have access to.
Your worship, as I indicated, you know, when we search phones, we don't manually search phones like you go on the device and search. You use a forensic toolkit to examine, I mean, to acquire the data upon which you will search for specific pieces of evidence in which you can actually even use, you know, dates. For example, if you are looking for a specific date, you will go for that date. You go for the messages, you go for calls, you filter what you...
Yes, it doesn't matter. My client's instructions are that, and that is Lydia Erindi. On that phone, there are communications with her doctors, medical data on that phone.
It's possible.
There are communications of legal matter with attorney-client privilege information.
It's possible.
There are communications of very, very sensitive nature with her husband.
It's possible, Your Worship.
Sir, have you read the judgment of Samco versus the magistrate of Enana? I'm only asking if you have not read
No,
it.
I haven't.
Have you read the judgment of George Simata versus the director of Anti-Corruption Commission on warrant of search?
I remember reading it, but it's been a time, some time ago.
Do you know that even when you have a warrant of search, it is only the officer specified in the warrant who can search, not every officer?
That's correct.
Now, the password that was given but to Inspector Anna, there is no court order, there is no guideline as to who will have access to the phone. Do you agree with
Your Worship, the phone was not given to Inspector Anna.
Okay. It was given to who?
One of our officers who was present.
Who is that?
Your Worship, I don't need to divulge the name because when we go out, for example, to a place, you have the person that is watching the person that is arrested, and then you had, you know, to make sure they don't cause harm to themselves or cause harm to the other officers.
No, but the public prosecutor did not put contrary instructions to my client when she was cross-examined to say, no, it is not Inspector Anna.
The prosecutor was not present at the house of the Malakia and his wife when we arrested
him. Mr. Lamanje, just before
Mr. Lindy has
before
been
you proceed, I just want to say, Mrs. Lindy is not an applicant for now in these proceedings.
Yes.
Yes. In the bail proceedings, but where does that take the case for your other applicants in these proceedings?
At the beginning, Your Worship, we are entitled to do that. When you look at the case of S versus Likanyi in the Supreme Court, Your Worship, the high treason conviction that was set aside.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood. Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
It's one and the same operations, and I'm going further to demonstrate that this is a pattern in this matter, abuse of power. It's the same thing, your Worship. May I proceed to the next one?
I don't hear you. Yes, I'm not hearing.
It's a pattern, your Worship, police officer. It doesn't matter, Ms. Erindi has since been granted bail. If in the same operation, the officers were using the power they have for legitimate purposes to abuse those power, you are entitled to look at that in exercise of your discretion.
In a bail application, I'm saying.
Yes, in a bail application, you can.
For now, because she is not here. Yes, so where does that line of questioning?
Your Lordship, remember, Malima.
Can we have one speaker?
Yes.
Where does that line of questioning take the court in deciding the issue before it? That is my question.
Just the same way we have had evidence about Austin Elindi, whose bail application is before another magistrate, Malima, I do not know where he is. We have had evidence about corporate entities that are not part of this bail application. It's one and the same. We had a lot about many parties. In fact, that was it. And many, many other parties. It is relevant.
I hear we have a lot of other parties, but I'm just saying in a bail application now, does that assist
the court to case law that even when it is bail application, the fundamental rights to a fair trial includes a bail application? And the officers of law enforcement, they are not entitled to abuse those powers.
I understand that aspect. Yes. I'm just trying to say, in the answering the question,
yes,
whether to grant or refuse bail, That line of questioning.
Because yes. If they were using power for an ulterior purposes, your lordship, it also ties is with necessity of arrest and so forth. Your discretion, because your lordship, the principle is that you cannot assist state agents if they abuse power. The judgment of Mushimba and so forth tells you, your worship, that state officials can never use the power they have for good reason to break the law, even if it is in investigation of crime. They cannot.
Yes, it appears you are not getting to my question. We can move on.
Oh, yes, the court, please.
Yes.
The court said I must move on.
I think contextually also, this court will appreciate that when the day comes when this matter comes to trial, the state would be entitled, Your Worship, to produce the bail record certified by the clerk as an exhibit in those proceedings, Your Worship. Now, if something is said about someone, whether he or she is no longer a participant in those proceedings, but who was a participant at the relevant time, Your Worship, and those issues are not placed in dispute, that is evidence that can be held against that person, Your Worship. So that is also the broader context that this Honorable Court should appreciate.
I know from the onset we had reached a point where the court even said, considering that bail proceedings, the record forms part of exactly. The entire proceedings.
Exactly.
So that is what...
I'm indebted to court. The court said I must proceed. Now, look. I asked you about the... I even lost where I was. Just the last question.
You referred him to the issue of whether he knew he read the case of Mr. George Smart,
yes.
And he indicated some time ago.
Yes.
That was the last question.
Yes. Yeah. Remember, in that matter, for your information, the High Court of Namibia decided that your officers, only those who are specified in a warrant of search could conduct a search. If a warrant officer does not specify an officer, then that warrant will be unlawful. Do you agree with me?
And I know that.
Okay. Now, why did your team went for a password, assuming you are correct, you can take the phone, instead of applying for a warrant of search after the fact, after you have taken the phone?
Yeah.
Why did you commit two wrongs at the same time? One is taking the phone without a warrant. The second one is to proceed again and ask for the password and the PIN. Why?
In the course of investigations, in fact, if the court allows me just to step back a little bit earlier, you know, as the court and Mr. Namanje were busy discussing, you know, fresh memories are coming back. I remember in my examination in chief, I testified that we were looking for Mr. Malakia Elindi and his wife at a residence in Pioneers Park, if I'm not mistaken. So there was no way we would have gotten a search warrant for that house where we found them, because we were not aware of that house. And there was no way for us to have obtained a search warrant in that regard. And I just want to refer you even to, I think, one of the person that you were asking. We didn't have a known address. We had to get people from here and there. So we seized the phones. But as I was explaining earlier, that when we seize a phone, there are two options. You can seize a phone where a person, upon asking if they want to give the password, if they are willing to give, they will give you. If the person is unwilling, they won't.
So you are not answering the question. The point is, first of all, Mr. Malakia doesn't have residence in Pioneers Park.
I'm speaking under correction, but
well,
as far as...
Why are you speaking under correction?
No, no. It's because I didn't go to that residence. In terms of the records that we had, it was a residence not in Klein Vendug. So when our officers went there, they went and found out that it's his property that he's renting. So, but by then we already had some intelligence that there's another house this side.
But sir, but you don't need an address to get a warrant of search.
No.
In relation to, can you just listen? In relation to a cell phone. A cell phone, you can get a search warrant to seize anything that you find anywhere, including on the person of a suspect.
We always try to put an address as part of the standing procedures.
Okay.
Put an address. In fact, even the magistrates, before they sign, in order to protect ourselves, if we want to go and search, we need to make sure that we put a physical address.
So in other words, you wanted to apply for a warrant, but the problem was that you didn't have an address.
No.
Is that what you are saying?
No, I'm saying from all the other activities that we had, there was no way we would have applied for a warrant when we found this Malakia on the other side.
But all I'm saying, but you are saying it as if it was the reason not for obtaining a warrant. You are contradicting yourself. Appear to suggest why you did not get it is because there was no address.
No, I'm saying despite there not being a warrant, there is no way we would have obtained the correct warrant, because even the address that we had, it's not the address where we found her.
Okay, this illegality is continuing. Up to today, you are in possession of my client's phone with access to that phone. This illegality is continuing at the time of this bail application.
Your Worship, at the time, investigations is still ongoing. We know that some of the suspects have even, run from one place to another. And, given what we had to work with on that day, we needed to make sure that we try to contain that.
Okay.
So it's not that maybe we are keeping and we are busy accessing your client's phone. The phone carries activity logs. Part of the requirements is that once you seize a phone, you isolate it from the network so that it doesn't anymore receive, messages or calls, because it would be tampering with evidence if we allow, if one of the investigators start fiddling with this phone, 2 days later after it was seized, it means we have tampered with that evidence.
Okay, but the point remains, that phone is open. There's no restriction. Even if there are no calls coming in, the content and the data is open as this room.
It's only when it would be examined, forensically examined, and it's not going to be the phone that will be examined on itself. The data of the phone would be forensically examined through an examining machine.
Okay, let's... When Mr. Mulunga was arrested, it's common cause, it's a notorious event. He was photographed when being picked up. Do you know that? About that?
I know about that.
How did it happen?
I believe if Mr. Mulunga was very honest, he would tell you how it happened. And I'm saying so because I was personally at that residence. When I came at Mr. Mulunga's residence, there was a vehicle standing off the media standing in front of his house. I requested for those people to move away from there. In fact, they refused. I had to tell them that, look, you are obstructing the course of justice. Mr. Mulunga all the time was watching from his CCTV footage. I'm sure I can confirm that. So I requested them to go away. Your Worship, we were so kind that I even asked the team to reverse the car in the garage or towards the garage of Mr. Mulunga.
Mr. Inambao, let me just... But did you tell the public prosecutors all this before Mr. Mulunga was cross-examined so that they pass that information to him to comment on?
No, they didn't. I'm not sure whether we spoke about it, but what happened is Mr. Mulunga is there. I was standing in his garage. I told the team, even one of the colleagues that was the driver of the van, I told him, reverse.
Okay.
And I wish At this point in time, I wish we had packed the van outside so they could have taken a proper photograph of you.
Just remain.
No, but Your Worship, we cannot allow this. We have previously raised this issue.
He's already questioning him that just answer the questions.
No, but it's not just about the questioning of answering the questions, Your Worship. It's the conduct. It's the demeanor that this court should admonish that witness on, Your Worship. That's the issue.
Yes, that's what they say. Just answer the questions and then we move on.
Thank you, Your Worship.
Yes.
This is a serious matter. Look, you knew that at the beginning of this bail application, state was given notice that one of our ground is that there was abuse of power and leakage of information to the media as part of the process of arrest and investigating. Does it mean that you did not advise the public prosecutors of what happened in relation to that leakage?
Your Worship,
what you are saying now, what happened?
If the prosecutors had asked me, I would have informed them.
Okay.
I would have informed them. In fact, as we were speaking with Mr. Mulunga, he did tell me that the media by then had already called him. So as to how they called him, I have no idea.
Let me just ask you, but do you agree with me that when you make allegations of what happened there, but they are not canvassed with Mr. Mulunga when he was in a witness dock, that is unfair?
Because
he has testified already.
This was not part of the evidence that we had collected. And I did not know that I would be asked questions as to whether we had leaked the media. I mean, Your Worship, I've said part of the reasons why we had seized the cell phones, it was to limit the knowledge that we have started arresting these people. We wanted to make sure that we have arrested people first, even before the media knows, because the moment we do that, suspects will start running away.
I want to put it to you. It is very clear. Did you dish out information that you are going to Mr. Mulunga's house? Did you tell all and sundry that you are going to that house as officers?
No.
I want to put it to you, sir. You invited the media. There is no way, if you did not dish out that information, the media would have been there. You are just hiding it.
Your Worship, I don't know whether I must answer this question.
You must.
You have any comment? Yes, you can comment.
No comment, Your Worship. Yes. No comment, because there has been no evidence that has been presented that ACC or ourselves as an investigating team has leaked this. And this would be unprofessional for an investigator to do that when you are still looking for, I mean, Mr. Mulunga was the second or the third person we arrested. I mean, we were still looking for more people.
Look, let me make it easy to you, but the courts in this country has already found against you in respect to Mr. Hairuru. It's something you do. It's a pattern of combat. I will, in my submission, show a judgment where Mr. Hairuru was arrested in front of media cameras. So it's something you officers do.
Joke to that line of questioning. I think the witness has answered that he did not invite the media there. So how is it relevant if the witness has already said we did not invite, in fact, we found them there? And even if that question was not put, it was irrelevant to us to put that to Mr. Mulunga. It was none of our concerns to ask how he was arrested.
I'm asking a different question, or what I want to...
The question has already been put, and he has answered. Exactly. Yes, we can move on. Yes.
Why you do that? Is to do it so that the matter is massively published in the newspapers. You start working on your case to strengthen it before accused person appear in court because you want a public narrative. That is your inappropriate, unlawful modus operandi.
That is a lie, Your Worship. Okay. There was, at any point in time from the officers that we worked with, there was no point. We wanted to discreetly do this so that we can arrest everybody that was involved and have them in the custody. Yoship, we were looking for more than 10 people, and now we start to compromise the information with the second person. How would that assist us?
Another issue.
Your Worship.
Is Mr. Elindi facing charges in the amount of 480 million?
Your Worship, I have testified in this court. I have given the figures that are involved. If we add up those figures, they go to a little over 400,000. So I'm not sure where Mr. Namanje is getting 480 from.
Listen to the question. Is Mr. You caused my client to be arrested, including Mr. Peter Elindi. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is there any charge in which an amount of 480 million is involved?
I've just answered the question.
Which is? The answer is?
I've just answered the question
I didn't get it. Just repeat, sir.
I said, during the testimony that I've provided before the court, I've given the different amounts. Yes. I've given 35,747,615. I've given 73 million. I've given 238 million. So if you add those ones up, it will round up to about a little over 400.
400 what?
Million.
Okay, so. No, I will not leave you. But remember, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm asking Peter Elindi.
Mr. Namanje,
yes?
You were here since I started testifying.
Yes.
Did you hear me testifying that Mr. Elindi is facing a charge of 400,000?
You see what is happening, Your Worship.
Sir, just answer. If you did not testify about 400, just say, I did not testify about 400.
I did not testify about the 400 million.
Exactly. But
480 million, I mean.
Do you know that on the date of appearance, it was stated by the public prosecutor that all accused persons are facing charges of 480 million. That includes the Elindis.
Your Worship, I was not in the court when the accused persons made the first appearance.
Was it you? I just want to know, because this is inappropriate and it's a wrong process in our court and it's manipulation. I want to ask you, does it mean that it was not you who passed that information to the public prosecutor who placed it on record?
Your Worship, we provided evidence to the court or to the prosecutors, following which the annexures were drafted and the accused persons appeared before the court.
Okay. Do you support such allegations against my two clients that they are facing charges of 480 million?
I've testified before this court and I've provided the values of what your clients are facing.
No. I know. But those values are not 480 million.
Yes. Okay. That's been ascertained.
I want to then put the forum. It is in favor of my client that they cooperated at the time of the arrest. Both of them, they cooperated. They cooperated when we went to them. Nobody wanted to run away, Mr. Maraki Ayarindi. Peter brought himself to ACC office. They cooperated.
It's not like they had a choice.
That's not what I'm asking. They cooperated. I put it to you.
Yes, they were arrested.
That's not the question. They cooperated, sir.
Mr. Namanje, when a person visits my house with a warrant of arrest, I mean, they just have to execute the warrant of arrest whether I like it or not.
Yes, but did they cooperate or resist arrest?
They did not resist arrest.
Okay. They did not attempt to run away.
Yes.
It counts in their favor that they are Namibians.
They are Namibians.
It counts in their favor that they have substantial assets. Remember, in judgment, it says assets, it's a relevant consideration to bail. It counts in their favor that they have assets all over.
That's what you are telling me.
Yes. And you are not disputing.
I hear you.
Yes. It counts in their favor that they each one employ about 26 people.
I hear you.
It counts in their favor that, in fact, they were trying to conclude a mining deal that may result in employment to Namibians.
I hear you.
It counts in their favor that they did not interfere with the investigation.
Investigations is still ongoing?
That's not what I'm asking.
Yes, investigations is still ongoing?
That's not what I'm asking. I said it count in their favor that they did not in the past, I'm talking about.
In the past?
Yes.
You are telling me so and I'm hearing you.
Yes. Now, do you know about the law, the principle that even if a court has some fear, it must still consider whether appropriate condition could be attached so that a person gets bail? Do you know about that principle?
That's correct.
Okay. It's not my client who will decide whether they will get bail. It's not your decision. It's not the decision of the prosecutor. It's a decision of the court.
Of course.
Do you know that the investigating officer's position is also, it is good for him to be heard, assuming their conditions, the investigating officer, because you have no choice if the court grants bail.
Of course.
Now, assuming the court grants bail, do you rather let my clients be reporting each week or not report at all? Which one is better for you?
Your Worship,
which one is better? No. The court is writing down. Which one is better?
I have no comment on that one.
Oh, okay. If my clients are granted bail, would they better pay 10,000 or 50,000? Which one is better?
That is to be determined by the prosecution. I'm saying that is to be determined by the prosecution.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I mean, yesterday you were telling me I'm the investigator, it's the state, so.
Okay, no. All I'm saying to say, you cannot choose whatever is
yes,
better.
Yes, okay. I'm not in control of that. In fact, it's up to the court.
Up to the court. Look, I will ask because given the poor and weak nature of the state case, in fact, I will ask that the accused person be released on warning. Any comment you have?
I will totally disagree with you. I've stood here 2 days almost testifying, demonstrating how much evidence we have gathered and how advanced is the investigations. So okay. I will totally disagree with you that how poor this case is.
Okay,
we have done quite significant work in this case.
Okay, fine. I will demonstrate when I argue. But if they are reporting, do you prefer them reporting to Windhoek Police Station or at ACC office, assuming they get bail?
ACC.
To whom should they report?
I think the investigating officer.
And
then we will, of course, put some administrative measures in the office.
And they said they would also hand over their passport. Do you prefer that they remain with the public prosecutor or yourself? I see you are looking at my colleague. He will not assist you.
Well, I'm not sure the
passport. So
yes.
You maintain the decorum.
I'm not sure the prosecution keeps exhibits.
Okay, fine. So it's you, then the investigating officer.
Definitely.
Okay. Sometimes it's in some cases accused person get bail, but in addition the court attach another condition that they must not apply for traveling documents. Do you have a problem with such a condition?
No.
Obviously, just my... Just a minute.
Yes, it's option time for the court to adjourn.
I only have two questions, Your Worship. I'm done.
Yes, we have been here since morning. It's fine. You can have your time. We just roll the matter to tomorrow.
To tomorrow?
If you are available.
I wanted to. Okay. Okay, then. That's the court case. To tomorrow.
Available tomorrow. Okay, it's fine. Yeah, we roll the matter to tomorrow. So you are still under oath.
Thank you, Your Worship.
Yes, the court adjourns.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
I. Ian Changwe, kona kuli mzeko ukon lekto fita fa maferezo marza zila kachenu eni konji kamso vo magistrate vo samunzala va vleskuri luka direkale mzeko usali kukala kakusasa nikona kuli lukone kukasha haisi kamso Ian Cha. Vatozichwani Shangwe.
Mutozichwani Kafo.
Kelo Nava.
Nisha.
Eka mwani vule ele kuli, mayemu ali hari muko wa enzi chwani.
Kusazio mama. Kuna mwari kwa nukwa bukala. Kwa nara kuli. Mayemu ali hari maiketire. Kwa nukubatangu tuwala fela kala minyana fela.
Aha.
Tare kusazi wako kwa disipize tuna kwa mwene mingi.
Kanti kubana hala limu indika lamika kanti mwene indika enzi na haka ufera. Kwanu kubati levo njenjema.
Oh.
Ha.
Na tukika lamika na haka enzi. Mala kama misoluli na kutu hala kwa ya akumbugo. Kono na fa. Mwuzo katemi.
Kwanu kuvatile.
Kwa ma 7 chwa na 8 wa utafira kule. Hata kuza magweza hala sika mwenye.
Kipola yese liku naonela kwa anto. Kwa na hae yelu pepo aniona ye.
Ifi.
Ye ya South Africa.
Oh, isuri ya nela.
Kakuli hangata hae nelanga kwani. Iti sasi la mikwanu. Kwa na kuli kasha sasi la mikwanu. Kwa na vtata.
Tikirina kwa the city.
Eni. Molo kande kela inko.
Ah, hakuna roma na gisa. Izama ya chwa ni tavaze oko.
Oze za mzeko. Vato wa insi basari kuikupela kulivako ne kuyoze kela fande. Eni kona kulikona mzeko osweli kuno mata mazazia. Mi vava ezali patiso.
Hey.
Mwa mzeko wavuliangeli novo inambao.
Hey.
Eni kivona vava inzi mwa. Hanzivi kulikuvizi wachwa ni mwani. Mwa dok. Kivona vasweli kuno obuza kiwalipuzo mazazia.
Hey.
kwa makuli neva izofita chwangifaa kutama.
No.
Kivu paki mangi vone bafumani vone vukonle kutisa kuli vakone kuyotama va vakuluvelwa mwamze ko
no
yen
okay
yen
kandiluka litera maserezo ayo na
luka litera lote na hake halu zivikuli onamze ko kama tahaisi lili. En.
Kolonu kalitera mazadulu safiri.
En, mavana ninzi kwa mze kwa vafishrot.
Kima, mavana, kimona ni malo vafini ntroli, zanto, takuli mwane wama analisepeto, kona hawa inzi kwa.
Ine, li malo vafini, kona uli nerwile ma, la muvulo. Nerwile wate ni la muvulo, kona uli la muvulo sevai isa la vulalo mavana. Mavani sevayo isakari 21 mwiana
yone ya wafishiro tisapala
isapala ndati
ikata vipa tseza zeni zona tatamas
isaka ngana mani kuna nene nivulela nene yana avulela kuli kamba babazwisa fela vayoze kela fandika kuli kere vayina hulu matolongo hape.
Mane kita wene ni talimezi nina.
Mzeko hao ya zahari.
Hakuna, kisefi ya zahari, kisa fasi, mulu pirela.
Eni.
Eni, kubazo safra baze kirefanda, hakuna mwakwezi za.
Ahulululi, mane kubana hala kuli, esi ni kuli mwaziba kuli lunava tumaulu inezi, lwa alivala, alivala.
Eni.
Lwa swalela, kona kuli. Ni nani sepo ya kuli, vatu hava saliyo mama yemo, ane vainzi kuona mami hupula yavo na tavayani haitozu wakuluna. Mwavona. Kere kufitana koko na kuli. Kifa, kere kutamiwa vavangwezi.
Esu maivana fo.
Eni. Kona kulivungata wavati sebasweli kuno susweza. Vamu uso kuli vako na kubafafela mabel. Kuliva kuoneku wazeke lafandeka. Kuliva kaya kai.
Hakuna kwa wakaya
vani. Kuna kwa wakaya vani peto ni hamutwa.
Kimu wanakele babu wanaku ni mafosa sabu wanakele abu wanahala jore. Baba fefera nako wabatari meguri lupira luba tu.
Eni.
Hakuna ya safo silu wanalifasi. Mikone kai pegu indani butari kwa namuri mukanti sapatara da kuri wana butari wa hao jore fesu mutisite jore. Baba utisite fera wana. Ina mane li upra nina kuri Ashemi balu na baba msabaka nyandaba.
Esi.
Wakali meha veli halalu. Kimoku inezi rupepezi mafosi safari fasi. Chwate. Basike baba tama luli kutamela kuli kuya kuile batili. Zae zahara. Kamu sosinzi kuwe na kamu sosinzi kuyo. Onachualo kimoku piro. Nchwale baba wakali meki niti. Kere vayi na mina. Sege se wata na minizi batu. 5 to 6.
Aki. Bata miru eli. Abasika atame watu 2021 batu vani.
Shulu di 2021
Kona kuli haba haki 5 years ki 4 years ya seba inzi matolongo.
Chere maivona. Kiyota vayate na ifumani. Haifumani utungi wana kuli faru weza chwani.
Yesi.
Kuno isa angafera kuli alubaba kise kuno isa angafera chula alifasi kumasa cholo. Kimo na kuna mtu ya sabaki.
Mane vashu sama asama keke batu mamuri muwana vani.
Na kuna mtu kumbarona baba na mkukone besa shusha fara mangeki wa malo wa family.
Esi, baba sika kwanza nevereli kweli.
Ma vona kuli, neva mi vona halero ya vona batu. Haisa li vona luli mwene vainezi.
Amuludi.
Ei, nchole, vatari me batu, zae za hala. Baba taa kwa mula halo kana lui tutakuli ama fosa kanti na kila azieza imu. Chole, nina antari me muliko.
Mavani hane ntali mako makande. Kuna ni mazimu mwangala. Akonle kuzwiswa mavani. Ni haka hanzivu tuna wawo na screen yo. Kono ile kama shilingi alika na 299,000. 999 kuna kuliki 300,000 fera kona kuri kuti mazimo mwangala awo ki artificial intelligence tware halu zivi fo kuri TVL mina vonje nje mahamu ileka TVL makona kukande kanga niona kapa kapa yako na kumivulela kulivonja nje ba mukava ni stroke mama za za malalo muye kwa spatela hanu twisis
fo TV yo se izi mwana hamoga pa kwali na hazema
ona mo mwana hona mo kwa maruwa mo kwani hao mwana nidike kapa nika kona story ya ni hani ifumana nese ni vata kulova laka kulifoku mwani yezu zangenge nisika vea kare muhala waka fafasi na tarima tarima kwa makepe kuri kiri kama nzee za hezi nge nisika alo vala kari kona kuri mavani vusihu inge nisika kena kari mavu loko seni ya falikepe sento sento punye hela onari kandele kona onari kandele ni mwai vizazwa kutiki AI TV
kisipangali kwa sisi pitezo ni.
Eni, kona mwai vizezo waki AI TV. Kona kuli wana AI TV mavani, manzi vwani vako nle kui supeza. Kona kuli vako nle kui yeza launch. Eni. Mi kuti ina ni bucha aziva bobsa kona hali.
Okay.
Eni. Kona kuli iteni ani zivi mwende esi nikaeza na kuri nikone kwa hivona wana TV, eh?
Hei, nikonji kwa hivona lai wana pili, mkamo hii nezeroli.
Mane nikaaya kwa teni zaniti? Nikaaya kwa teni?
Mane mwye, ilikuli mwye, ni mwye hivona, neva mkata kwa mwaya, semuna nilisa yigula, amoni hizo hivona, nilasipanga liko sani. Kama aniti uli, sima nivuchaza pa, si pitezi.
Nikakuli TV yepanga 300,000. Iyo iswale la kuyani makichi niko ntate hera haiva wana kulikere niliha kufita kwangu
se iyo zari kakamu kana yo
ni kakulisi tulisa chwala kisikamani ende kulimutari me zeso liku vuleri wa wala fari kepefa mbukata mamatu basa liku nuvulera kuli hakuna ya kakona kuileka TV wava kona kuileka kafela wana vainzi matolongo mulie hile kuizwisa kwa razi basa liku vulera
ikati sasa baba mwape kukena matorongo
vauzwe
kwa baba ataku vwani sisa kuli kati TV ye sisi litenu kuyo na luri kisikamo kwa baba mwana kutu sisa baba mbaka kutu sisa kwenye wakona kulo ok ya kona TV ye kere kala kulu supeza pa kere kala kulu kulu ene za likazemu
ye
mane mwe mwana kamba kwa va hiyo zentu eva tuvazivyo utopwa luri nilikaza ze tani zona kizushi mwendikati za wana wasikolo kupasa mwendikane ruta wana wasikolo
mwendi mina mwendi mana hao hona hol shungu skulu unani vutata mali tutoze wa mvea fa TV4 ya muruta ya kufa ni nito nilikerezo za kuli mana nayo mwendu yeze chona.
Nuka wana mchali za wubi piteze wese ukeni mwana havo.
Nemuska ya kwa vatara vatapi?
Kone nisika ya ofitana.
Au.
Mwani kuzi wana nisika ziwa konja nito kena fama kipisa. Mkitu wa kazi na wubi reteni.
Hawa.
Niti nipi konja fama kipisa nisa wayare sene wa ipatara za kwa yao. Sene,
au.
Nato.
Kubanane kuizota visa maso, ne mwiyawile kanti.
Anenutwa, neveni babi havo mawaya, anenutwa kuli haa. Kwanji anenutwa boisa havo mawaya, ne ikeni rulu kuya kuyerira. Neva wana hene babu ya kuli haa, nekuza maire hande.
Tambaba mawaya kima yehi.
Hene babi havi ya tafami kwa kazeko, naru tereza kuli haa, fami kwa kwa haa, nekusikaba niliko ziruli.
Kapa mawaya kima suvia? Kima yehi?
Inge wazono na kwa eni.
Inge kima yehi. Ok. Unani mwana na yacha isizwe motika ono na kwa mumu utwile. Kwa mkwa kwa wango makuti. Kwa mishini kwani.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
Maavani kutika pagacheko.
Maavani.
Oh, na atura mkwa kwa nivazo kwa skolo kapa.
Yana nilili mozenzi 6 yani. Ni skolo na keno nafani. Na nisipika panivayozu wakaka ikono kutina avata kutura mkwa kwa yawe.
Mane hamo vrea mwende kivaha baba nara kubachaji nozee kola.
Mwanana.
Aa, kubona hala mwende na zama kiva shemi. Kubona hali mwende na la terezi wa shemi.
Mwende.
Na la terezi wa shemi. Chole mwazamu tuheva kutu nani ichezi tuwaka kimu shemi. Na kwa kutali mwako mwlaho yenokava mwatavo ya hae. Ukeo kenero kimu hupulo haka utoguli. Kere kuweza hala kozi ye tata. Kona foku yo felelanga hulu kucharo no na fo.
Nga tote mezi manana yani yawe.
Kanti ni kabuza. Mulimu tata. Kanti kona nini hanera mwana kipi ya siba kasa. Nazi basi.
Kwa mishini. Nekuna nini?
Utata felengi. Kulo kwa le mkabana kuliva. Nana vai kamaira mtaka fululele. Muka mana kuli ah nalike zari zaru na lese lupepa nizwa na mazazia kiva tuvesi wa fiteza ahro linoze kola fele maavona fomu
fela ni kwa mishi ni kwani fela maazima fatibu ngatabu wa mafu afamu kwa kwa kikwa mishi niona kwani kona kukuvanga ahro nilikozi afamu kwa kwa zenga tahulu ona kwani kwa mishi zeni zivana mafuvu ngata. Watu vese manu, vese ni utu ilenge vachaisi wanu kutimela ona fuo. Kikuwa mishini?
Kutila maagona fuo. Kono nata vayo mana ya kuna chwani. Kulivaiva tisi vayo mahena bakozi yo.
Maa, na.
Kwele, mutu yo luza mwana hao. Kari kastra zesi na mozi inezi.
Musu ana chao pili obonjanje malupotele misika inyani?
Nishambwe.
All eligible Namibian voters who missed out on last year's registration of voters, do not despair. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025 in preparation for the 2025 regional councils and local authority elections. The Electoral Commission of Namibia encourages all Namibian citizens who reside in local authority areas to register if they meet the requirements. To register, simply bring proof of your identity, age, and Namibian citizenship. To register for local authority elections, ensure you have proof of residence for the last 12 months. Not able to prove your residency in a local authority? Don't worry, you can confirm your residency by way of a sworn affidavit at the registration point. A right not exercised is a privilege wasted. Do not neglect your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Yensha.
Iwo mana isa.
Eh.
E kuna ni fese ni sawo tisi se hande. Kumina rikeze rizalona. Sasa ni vrei sa chwalo. Nae kene ni vihile kubwana rikepe. Fama kepe. Kamamu le nengi vinduku. Kari fula mama yale na konele kubitena. Konele kubrai wakimona hae. Nari magirino no matongo yani.
Riri fo.
Hanzili mwendiki kweri ya serile. Hanubuza wa mwesewari mwendiki kweri ya serile. Sentova panya niye kapake kari setu wani yani. Ya mwana hazambia. Kamuona yani wa mpolisa ya vla ele mfumari wa hae. Ni kezela hae. Hamoho niye na nikui pulaya. Enge niyo mwagiri niwelu. Mwama hawi ndu kwa hindi na hii pulaya ele niye na mwona yo. Chote kinto yase ni ipuza ahulu kuli. Kanti king sa cholo kana kibu iswalo walikeza rizalo na kapachani
habe hamu ikashaza kwa likeza riki
maavada sita univerele cholo kuya kalu na vana kamtala ninzi ni musari mwende kuna nimiza mayo ye yemiwe yeni vatole muha kapa male muha kuli kuna ni vato mba kona kutoni vrela kuli wanyonyama wafumahari vamina mwende hamu vanga kuli hamu yofasivaka kubona hala kuli kuna nilika kuna ni vato dheru wananga vato oke nasivaka samina chole mwaziva kuli lifufa hali ziva hali kuli linzu kumangi lifufa kumangi ni mangi kuna ni vana wasi nalipiru wasi wanengeuna wanyonyama hani naku ngana kwa kuli mtani mse muli kanaka pa mfumahari waka konose nikawa wanafra kuli ninge mulao mama zon ni uyundi se mpiro wa hae mutio mwende ni waka uyundi rono na fo mwani otu sisa kona mwese ni wataku itali mela kakuli hani vrela jorubu mama lisa ni vire mata vese wanasi na yo mwari vatofera kona foni turobo nera kuli kiniti lunava ana harukula ya likazeze mkivasa lewa zikisa neni vile mwari vatonina kuma ama ya mungi bashemi vahaye nesu wafikire fakuziva ma nesu waziva kuli kona vumdala wa hao bani kona vumona hao kamo nisikia wa zusu sisingi bashemi vahaye nesu waziva kuli mwane kona fese utalimezi mwana wala kona vatu mahao kona ma kuzamaya zamaya kuma naisa niyo mpunye hera ni mungu, ni mutu yo mungu hape. Esuma yivona. Kuyo mvuza hape chwangi. Mana kwa ye chwalo, nane ni nizu kwa sivaka sisi mtu. Hani zivi nitu ene tro ni kutsa, kuli ni kutefera kwa sivaka saka. Kapa ni kutefera kwa kumuli kanaka niyo pumula. Na wana kuli na kukere ni laka. Mwazo kuli yeva mwaziva ni mina hamuna ni muri kana hakuna kumilira kuli mubure mwazo kuli kimutu yese niziva kuli yase pahala hani yo sita ni wafumana kuli yese visupi zaipa mata
yen
chore kuna funi troi puze za kuli chore onona fava ya wasi nalipiru ona fani wakamba ni zamani tomo hani kuna kwe eza kezo ye maswe kuti ni muti ya maswe mabon hani to muri akandi tavaye ni fitse kwa bashimi ba hawa sali mane mane na ko lapera hakuna mtu ya sapos na ko lapera squire za fokole usoneke zbo mane sa toni zuse za tava ko bomi ba kola bp chole onona pa ko bazu ezi mai bona chole vo ma ba kazu to ase ku kava chwani va fera moya fa se ni no ki wena ka to ba fera moya ko hoska ba ni zi swalo kona tavese ni poza kuri chwele hewa kuri vatova msebasuriku na ulaya wa fumahari babona sani unge nere zafra kuri kuzo nono nari kazabu iswaloze inge yani ya mwana hazambia na hege kuri muendu muka itali mahuma kepe hanu kisikuli muna yani sani sisa kuri mwana ayo ulaya ni kezera mutu kita veli suriku na ipoza suriku ni musihari itavaze bazitari misisaro heva kona ko ereza basuzani basali babone kuri tabaye bano ipeta busuni musihari zazini zaz mwendo bamba kase kuru hakakoli bupiro babona bukana bu bukana bukena mari kaya mana mori pazo ya moni mori likerera chere mwiba tseyo wa magrini wa matongo ya mabibindu mukawo tuisa ni haikire nini vatire kuto kuti tira haluko nuku kandega za kuti famoya haluko nuku kandega za kuti famoya mwende ni vatire kuyo utwera pera hainyani mwende ni hainyani pera mwende ni utwere mwesi kuti mwende kulo fare nuku vat nuku vatire mafu kimungana mwasivaka kimungana ku utohala kuli vene wa utwere mwende mwende wasika utohande kuti muna yon nezi vakuli mwana yoki wa hae. Kono ate ziyori tatata. Mwana hae sari wa hae. Yena mwana yo. Uva parireli karulo kama kaza kumwanana. Chote mwai wana litavaze halu gula kuli. Vilikeza yi zaru nabu. Iswalo kiwa butokwa. Wa fere wabu piro wa hao. Hakutokwa fere niti. Mutu heva hao. Hewa wana kuli ahalu yereri. Burelela mutu niti. Mutu ya mwaza kuri una vana vana wa shetani kuna ni foro to tusanga una vana kuda fani fuma ni mulatiwa ni mpiu ni moya wa kaza zurulele kuyena na kwa to mupulangu lipiru ni mwa zuru ya kuyena kona na kwenye ya toke na mare nko chwale chwene mwavona na kuyoka ya utuisi sana kuri sisi ezi sa chwana mulikana ya kisikamai yomu nyumu usungu na kukunyaka njenye mavulaya hasa nikaya omba moyo kona nikaya ukenero wanga kinkana kuri sisi sisi msuri kisikamai sisi mwavona
yeni
nina sisi usungu na mata mata ha niko kuya kukaka kichache niko na kama ingi kakayo wapu hafira kuri hakuna kwa kaya njini makache kufari vala sisi nikaya nga fira nina nipe nina niseze fira moya Tole, kwa nata vese ni, saini viraye za hulu hulu, nitava ye muyari kezele za una hape, ye ya kuyumbari mbutu tu. Mwendine nitro cheka, na hege nisika cheka hande, mwendigine siya nanzima pa ki...
Kima nasiko, kima ituti.
Ehe, kima ituti. Hani zivikuli batuwa msisi wa kineranga mavu wako kisikamani. Ni mara ni kuzanga ni kuzoko kama ni kazi mimi mufumi hani fumana mtu ya yumbire nto ni nika ngakuli mana na yoni kwenye ni kutera na mena kuli mtu ya kona kuyova ni mwelo choro kisubula sisi sabi sa
kona fa fatava ya pili ya mvuzize hani mivuza kuli hapa hamu ikashezali kezeri king Mwazi wa kuli, ona vana va. Vava tofu mananga kuli, fane ni pumi wa. Kapa msari yona sinavu nitinina. Vako na kuipulele la kuli, nika musia nikaya. Nika azamaya, kapa.
Woma analisa, pilu itata, pilu fese ilatire, hani mibrele ya choro. Kauli nanske na islamu tu kwa nimi ni isa zafara kuya akari nda kumwene ni mwene ni mwene ni latera mama yani ni mwene samu latera kwa mana isa kutatahu kwa naru vrago ni mwazo kuli hakuna mtu ya nalifufa kufita mwona mwazo ni musari hanalifufa kufita mwona
avasari hava nalifufa
musari hanalifufa musari ni mwane kutaku zaji lato musari unanipiru kufita mwona mina luna vana Luna nini fufari za kuli, hamuko nuku utwisi za kuli, ki muna ya chwana. Kwa hali mivure ya kuli, mama yani, kakuli, mwena aveziri kalulo za haivo mana, shisa, ne vire batu, mwasi, kaneva kwenye asa ina, ne wavure ya kuli, minaruli maerela, mautuana hande ntendendendendendende. Nina, mazamu sisi sasa anga hulu luna vana, kivatu, kimina batu, hamuka avure ya kuli, hamuka enenge mulumba, wonje ni mafari musulmani. Mazoko ni pili ya gaya tamulu haluri. Mina na kumana kuli, batu musa uto batu wavulena, vavu na misalo ya minde. Niye na kuweza, kutari mani mwena ayezeza, niye kutakuli, faa nifumani muli kani. Nifumani muli kani. Niye na maa vrele, ni mawe ni vomi, basu yukuno vrele, chwana, na asava kuli, nizuwe kumi na wati, ni wati, tusuze msu yukuno yeza kuu, na. Sende uto, nina sento vrele, faa nifumani. Kono hali to mfumano. Nitulu ya kubule ya kuli mutiwe ni yete mwoni. Vama na jisini kutafe ya kuli. Inge.
Mwafele wa mata mwama ngwele.
Awe. Vama. Yoko na tafe ini. Na ya kutafe ina nzantama. Niye na. Kia to vile ya kuli yera ni fosite. Muna yoni vile ya kuli siki wani vila ya kwa isu. Kono lupa karele ni mufile. Wani mwere wako nisike wani mwere ya. Wasike wani seza mwere. Tendiri ayes. Kono nene pari wako mwere wako li nikaeza move on. Kakoli hani tani ma ni muhu pulu wa mama ya. Wena wako li. Ikazaka.
Ifela vutata. Wind kiss. Kivu tata nivona.
Mwere kisi tanga wind kiss.
Kiki.
Kime na vasari. Kako, ima wana, tava mumu katoli super za voma analisa. Ni katoli kutofira kuli, voma analisa vani fali kute. Hapi voma analisa, lua yerela. Hakipa tova eza kuli voma analisa, kuli mwendi, nalufa pani voma analisa, vazusterika vaise, kifa kwa voma nahala kuli, voma analisa. Ni vatu seba kuli, voma analisa, kimutu ya pete ile. Nina na ikuto kuli mina watu kuvana watu walomba ikuto kuli mufumani mina kwa kato za vokache kuya vyo mufumani watu walomba mtu pira niena.
Nimi na mufana fela kulia andeye.
Vinti kizi ni vinti refere shuga. Katini na kwa nagali ukale muha wena. Wena kiwe na manji.
Kodo vava talifire kapadubulele kulibeseva itutile. Kama seveleza rikaza haya mtu. Vaelezanga hulu kuli mtu nuhomu latire. Uske wafiteleza li lato lo mufa. Kwa li lato lo ipawe na muni.
Kono yonayi.
Yeni. Hangata luna vatu molu yeze zanga. Lulatanga hulu mtu yo mungi kufita luna.
Mane mtu kufita luna. Kufita ni mabasi aluna. Mane ni mwana hawa.
Ahumuli.
Yeni. Kono ulivala tava ya kuli. Ona mtu yani. Kumbala na mungina ya saisetu. Ona mtu yani. Kufita kakuni suavisisa.
Yeni.
Chale, kono mubatema chazizo watolo yereza. Kiniti. Mubatema chazizo loli. Bataya ngefa moya. Tavaya ya viraeza. Kono lukupe ahulu mno yereza wa sali. Wasiza ni kama.
Mane hakiwa sali fera ni mina vana.
Mm.
Ona yeye ni vodela. Ona yeye msuri kuvodela ni mina kuli. Butata. Musali haku yeza handewe na wikuto kulikie na yo. Chale wena wafiteleza wangali latoka ufena nili latolo sonila kuipa wena muni wa mwinteka
mwini tino za haa era kutato wana wivani saka holo vanyi
chale nimi na mkuno ikereza anga vana ni wana mkuno ikereza anga kuli suhu nge mwama na kwese upira vonje njema nani vuliranga kuli mwama na kumose upira li lato olifumani unalito honolo
mwana kimoku inezifera.
Hakusana rilato mana komu mwote lupira.
Mm-mm.
Ni hon lata mutu, ulate mutu, kono wita tewe na mungu fitereza mwa late la mutu yani.
Na nge, faa mane nri vrela, kuma lovare nwa mwela, unava sika nyara unanibuma.
Unanibuma ya pa unanima toho nolo.
Mm-mm. Mwenti basari unava ana unanibuma ya. Na vwela kato hupula kuli lunyale chwale.
Kene mafira basari.
Baba sutara basari yo. Nguweso inzi kweso inzi mwa manalisa. So ika inzi mulika naka.
Kapa usari kweza.
Na wana kuli nako.
Eni.
Ima kukere ushwela ma. Muna chwele. Luka tozo yaka. Pirika muso mwena
haka. Anizivi. Anizivi faka muso. Kona hani kupira nombolo ya mina kuli at least. Mutu wa mizivi sam.
Okay,
kensa
okay,
kuri muze kwa ni wazwe la pirika mso.
Okay, vo ma.
Eni, kono vava angani pumulo, inge kacheno vaita hanizi kufeza. Kona kuri, mtu wami nepe la fela lingusa kumizivisa.
Chole, mbati sisalu muno, minavana nilipiru, minavesi wavoni kuri, likazalu ka piera, kuri, no fele la lipiru zao noka vatu.
Mane hansako na hala zeo.
Muno vanina kwa mane mwa peta peta famoya. Luka utu sisa.
Hensha.
Mwene na kia ziva. Mutole kakozo.
Luitume ziva nje njema. Ni mina mwene msia leo munde.
Shangwe mwene na etereka mso.
Bye bye.
Amen.
Kona kulifa kona folka emela maali za zila kachenu. Sinahani konle kuzifisa kulimuzeko ukazo la pirika mso. Mi halzivi kuri ukakala na kumenganzika utoa kulivo. Kivo sanze la pekivo sa munza alava. Nisari kuri angani sarivizo alavona. Anisika utoa kuri mane bavulezi na kofani. Kapa mwendi ni tahanezi kuzwa kuvona. Mwendi. Eni. Kono, luka tozo la pirini muzeko kamso. Mi fako na phone ka emela maana koni ya chwale muzele piri kuteleza. Kwa alipatala zize kazi wala pirifaa wale siya unafa. Kuna yari maana risas nilipaba kozo kamso.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually
to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapubwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoewe ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.